Yes. All right, take two. Okay. We're trying this again. What, not just episode two, but take two.
Yeah.
We got my internet connection's being super flaky lately, and we got Tony with a squeak on the first one and the second one.
Sort of.
Hopefully it stays. We'll see if whether or not this disconnects again.
It's good.
I got the video off and everything, so see how this goes. Hey, everybody. This is Troll Slayers, where we pwn the pwners. This is episode two for Thursday, November 5th, 2015. I'm Shane.
And I'm Tony.
Yeah, Tony, what's going on, man?
Not too much. How have you been?
Pretty good. Just got done stuffing my belly with some good old German food.
Ooh, that's good. Meat?
Yes, there was some meat. But I went a little schnitzel there, and had but kind of atypical. It was with chicken, but
Ooh.
Still with the red cabbage and the other part.
I remember hating cabbage, but now I do love it. I love everything German, except potatoes.
It's like pickled red cabbage, too. I guess there's probably mashed potatoes in there, actually. But.
Oh, if it's mashed, they're good. Everything
yes,
else.
I agree. How do you feel about sweet potatoes?
Yeah, I'm coming around to sweet potatoes, but I need to have them with something, unless it's like the fries, which I'm sure are bad for you.
Oh,
but
so
I do like
good,
sweet potato fries are good, but everything else, if it's in a dish, then I need another flavor to really...
Sounds like how I've always felt about tomatoes.
Oh, I'll eat tomatoes by themselves.
Yeah, sometimes I do. I don't know. That's always been a weird thing for me. For sure,
I've heard they're good, so I try to stick with them.
Oh yeah, I order them all the time, but I know they're good for me, so try to eat as many as I possibly can. But
sure, sandwiches usually.
Yep, they'll go down there for sure.
They'll go down there.
So, what you done anything nice for people this week, Tony?
I think someone did something nice in terms of the group, and I don't even know if this counts as trolling, but I was playing a game. It's called Heroes of the Storm, and I don't know, whenever there's a group together, sometimes people just really want to, get in with the match or the, dueling or whatever it is, and then just to get the gold or get the gear ups or whatever they want, just so they can get on with the... with their character and level up pretty much.
Sure.
So we're kind of doing that just to get the gold. And one person's like, it might not have even been malicious, but, he's like, we got to do this quick or, let's do this fast.
Yeah.
And of course that puts pressure on me and, maybe others too, to do this really fast. And of course, this is one of the new characters that I'm trying out. I've never played him before. I don't know what his talents are. I don't know what his abilities are. I'm like, kind of learning on the spot here, which never really works out for me, but I'm like, I'm going to try it because in order for me to get, the certain amount of gold, I need to play this type of character. So it gives me a chance to learn new characters and also get the gold I want for the daily quests.
Yep.
So I do this and, he says this or she, could have been she. She's
there you
like,
go. Yep. Yep.
She's like, we got to make this quick, guys. Something like that. And then I don't know where another one of the characters kind of lightens the load, and what he said is he's, I don't know if I can say this too much, but it's...
you can expletive certain parts, sure.
Well, it's not a swear or anything, but he says, it's like, that's what my girlfriend says. And it made me feel so much better. just to lighten the load, make a joke out of it, and who knows if this guy really wanted to be like, I've had a lot of bad people, and now I'm getting irritated, and, F all the bad guys or whatever, or the people that don't know what they're doing. But
yeah,
I really thought that was a nice way to kind of lighten it up.
Lighthearted way of keeping everyone having fun and everything. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I really thought that was nice. And
I
it kind of brings me back to, when I was playing Warcraft more frequently than I do now. I, maybe barely play a couple times a year. But, there's some, in raids where you're just grouped with a lot of people. And if you kind of don't know what you're doing, that you'll hear it from them. And does that count as trolling a bit, or just people just pissed off at you?
That is a grain of sand away. On the other hand, from saying like that's what your mom said last night or something, right? I mean,
well, yeah.
it's like on those same lines, but at the same time, it's not it's not directly insulting someone. So
it's not,
I'll allow it.
It makes someone feel better if they're not necessarily like, oh, you know, if it's putting the pressure on them when, you know, again, we, you know, maybe, you know, we've made these games a little bit too serious a bit where we want to get our gold, get better, to get better gear, to get better whatever, to the point where we're going to take it out on somebody who is not necessarily doing a good job because they might be learning or something. So I really do like whoever that was. I don't know names. I don't know screen names. But I thought that was kind of a nice way to lighten the load for, you know, even a newbie or someone who's just starting off this game and doesn't know, you know, the map or anything.
Yeah.
That might be less of a, you know, less experienced than I was at that particular time.
Sure. So, I don't know. So we do talk. We talk a bit about video games around here, but let's. I'm gonna. You know what? It's related to this next section, so let's go ahead and dive right into that.
Sure. What's happening?
So along those same lines, this is again what we're not. Now the sounds are actually live for those that don't know. Behind the scenes part was we didn't have any bumper sounds or anything last time, and now they're live. So.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah, it's exciting. But at any rate, we're talking about, again, for what's been happening lately, kind of like our last topic about Hearthstone, that other video game that I like to play a lot of. I just want to mention, so I talked about how some people are jerks when they play that game, and whether it be So I talked about the direct messaging that can cause grief to certain people. Well, now I want to kind of talk a little bit about the not so direct. I guess it's direct, but it's you can what you can do in that game are these emotes, which are kind of predefined little audible ways to communicate to people. And you have all. I think Tony talked briefly about this last time, but there was, you know, well played, thank you. What are some of the other ones, Tony? I'm blanking right now. There's a threat one in there.
There's a threat one. Your soul shall suffer or whatever.
There's only
depending
six
on what
of
character
them.
You are, they'll give you the predetermined or pre-made.
Right. So there's ones that can be nice. There's ones that can be kind of jerky.
And oops. There's an oops one.
For whatever reason. So part of the reason I think for this podcast is not just to talk about all the negative people out there, but to talk about ways that we can make ourselves not quite as susceptible to being a jerk as well. And I mean, I'm going to be honest, when someone is a jerk to me, my immediate reaction is to kind of retaliate back. And, that's really not such a good thing.
It's kind of entertaining. I'll admit. Ooh, I'm just kidding. I shouldn't be promoting.
No. It's fine. But everybody's this way, right?
And I think so. It's to some
most,
degree,
most
yeah.
people, most people, and there are some saints out there. I will say, just let it. You know, just brush it off their shoulders right away. And so the thing that drives me absolutely up the wall with this game is when someone tells me when I make a mistake and they say thank you. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, I did not make a mistake. You don't have to like point it out to me.
Or
it's either that or it's sorry that happened, you know, and it's
or oops or whatever.
And I just kind of go nuts about it. And for some reason, I just feel like retaliating. So what they refer to that as BMing, and I guess that stands for bad manners. Because that's what it is. It's not very nice. And some people are more lighthearted about it. I personally would just rather not be that way to people. Mm-hmm. But when they do it to me, I immediately feel like spamming them, sorry, or thank you. One of the, you know, it's something I have to work on, admittedly. Tony, do you have any tips for me live here on the show? Ways for me to just kind of brush that off? I'm just curious because I think you're probably a lot better than I am when it comes to that sort of thing. What would you tell myself or our listeners?
I've heard, you know, I suppose I've seen that too before. People have said, you know, idiot this or probably even worse that, you know, like on Warcraft at least, where they can at least, you know, there's a chat window where they can actually say words to you versus Hearthstone where they can only say the predefined, you know, little emoji, whatever. I'll tend to ignore it a bit. But if I'm playing with you and they're attacking me, you're pretty good at, like, you know, throwing it back at them. Whereas I'll probably kind of just sit back and enjoy the show with you while you're doing whatever with them.
I know it's not
necessarily the best thing to do, but I guess either ignoring it. I don't know. I mean, people can kind of bitch back and forth with one another. Oh, you shouldn't have done this, or you shouldn't have done that. But
yeah,
if it gets anyone anywhere,
the thing, you're right. You're absolutely right. And that's sometimes my emotion gets the better part of me, and it's not
sure.
It's like a justice thing for me, right? But so yeah. it's like I'm playing Paladin, and he's all about the justice.
Yeah.
I don't know. But actually, I have been playing a lot. That's that secret Pally that everyone's complaining about. Along those lines, I mean, what else can I really say about it? It's not ideal. I think it's almost like you're letting the terrorists win in a way, right? If you're letting them get the better part of you. And that's something that I really need to work on. I feel like
retaliating is also letting the terrorists win.
That's what I mean.
You know, you're encouraging you to just, you know, like they're eking you on or irking you on or whatever to get into some sort of back and forth dialogue or back and forth just BSing or
right.
You know.
Which, you know, in reality, they're probably 13 or younger. And
oh yeah, I talk about trolling I don't even know. Is trolling considered just kind of, you know, screwing around when you're playing these games? Is that, I guess I was a little confused about that. Is it considered trolling when, you know, you kind of screw up on a game with, you're playing with someone and then just go off on you? Is that kind of
right?
Kind of,
I mean, you're not helping, right? I mean, in a way you're being a little, you're maybe being a little trolly, or, you know, anti-troll.
Well,
you know,
the thing was when I
reverse
was
reverse trolly.
What was that with you? I think we were playing Modern Warfare and I think it was on a PlayStation 3 or whatever. And, we were, playing with all these other people and these kids, like, high pitched voices. So I'm thinking they're like 13 or 12 or whatever. Holy cow. What kind of mouths did they have?
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing you can do is maybe mute them. I mean, you can try to talk with them.
Well,
if you have a Bluetooth speaker on or, you know, headphone and keyboard or microphone, and just try to, you know, just get back at them. But I don't know if that's even going to do anything. I think the best thing to do is maybe mute.
It's a similar problem to Hearthstone. And it's not called mute in Hearthstone. It's referred to as squelching, right? And I,
oh, yes.
There's
yes.
times where I'll just do that right away every time. And Matt, you know, from Techies, I think I kind of got that idea from him. And that's what he does pretty much right off the bat. And I can't really blame him. I think he's done that.
I hate that too because when I heard he does that, someone might, you know, just say greetings, you know, because there's a greetings
exactly.
one, just to be hello, hey, hello, you know, and someone could be nice, but when he said it, he's like, they say greetings to me, I squelch him right away.
Maybe
like,
that's
kind of, you know, maybe being a little too, you know, premature in a way.
Yeah, just,
you know, they might be a nice guy or a girl or whatever, but
yes, they might. But that maybe, you know, maybe that's like letting the terrorists win, really, if you're just kind of giving in to the.
I mean, I think someone's got to give me a cause to squelch them or to block them or mute them or whatever.
For a while there, what I was doing is I would not squelch them until they said hello back. Like if they, if they didn't say hello back, I would just squelch them because clearly if they're not going to say hello, they're just, you know, evil people. Just making a stereotype there kind of. But it wasn't always, you know, you'd still run into people that would just be jerks. But
that's true. They're everywhere.
You know, that's all I wanted to point out is that's something, you know, we talk about trolls, but I don't think trolls are specific people. I think the idea of a troll is more of a, you know, I don't want to say philosophical thing, but you know, it's more of a state of mind. I think anybody can be a troll or can have troll-like symptoms, if you will. But
yeah.
I don't want to necessarily just call one person a troll because, you know, I think everyone can change. And I think if you catch some of these things at the root level, like this, like even myself, it's just one step in the right direction towards obliterating the troll. So
Yeah, and I suppose it might be even situation-based. Like, you could have the best person in the world, but let's say, like, Warcraft is their game, and, you know, if you're not up to par, they're going to be, you know, really crapping all over you.
Yeah.
And even if you're the newbie, you know, you're like, oh, how does this work again? I'm just going to push this button to do a fireball blast, and that'll get them. And then the guy's like, what are you doing just standing there?
So you're like... Oh my god, that reminded me of the Matt Foley thing. There's a guy at Halloween dressed as Matt Foley, actually. What are you doing just standing? Just totally reminded me of him. That's awesome. No, there was a guy that was fully full on Matt Foley. It was like doing the Van Dawn by the river and everything.
Nice.
It was great.
Nice.
All right. Well, I think we could probably move on to our topic this week.
Sure.
Topic.
Okay. So briefly. Somewhat briefly, I guess if this is our topic, this should be probably our main segment more or less, but not necessarily. I think we've probably talked a fair amount about some of these other pieces today, but let's just somewhat briefly talk about, internet comments on, you know, again, somewhat related. It seems like this is all involving the internet one way or another, especially, you know, we've talked about people on video games. These are all social types of online games and everything. But internet comments, they span anywhere from Facebook to, what are some of those other sites where you see these types of things? Can you think of any offhand?
I suppose a lot of websites, especially news websites, they'll have a story. It might be for example, I suppose a political story, and then you have a whole bunch of people that'll give their two cents about, like, you know, Republican this, Democrat that. And I don't know if we want to get into all that, but
not
I suppose
yet.
It's just an example.
don't worry. We'll get to it at some point.
Oh, I'm sure we will. But that's just, you know, I suppose just off the top of my head. That's
there's
JS
so
Online,
many.
Which is a website around where we live for a Journal Sentinel, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So a newspaper. So right. I've kind of looked at that from time to time just for local news. And, you know, they'll have comments on different stories and people can post whatever they like. And some of it gets crazy.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much any website that actually has a comment section, people get just nuts on.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just comes to mind. Reddit. I mean, that's kind of like the scum of the earth, right? No, I shouldn't say that. But, I mean, some of the comments that come out of there are probably some of the worst, right? From what I've heard. I'm not a big Reddit user.
Oh,
maybe
right.
I should be.
That's a good one, yeah.
I know it's a lot of podcasters use it. I personally haven't really explored it much. Mm-hmm. But having said that, so Facebook, I think Facebook's a big one. And you can use, you know, you get Facebook commenting. That's like a separate API plugin, I think, that you can kind of add to your own website. So it's pretty widespread. But I will say, so Eric from Wildernet and he has his Where to Hunt podcast. He has his whole, you know, Where to Hunt Facebook page, which has, I think it's 12,000 plus likes on there now, which is insane. So he's wildly successful with that. But, you know, that comes with a cost. You know, none of the pages that I use, you know, any of the podcasts, our podcasts are not anywhere near that. So, you know, sometimes we'd like that, but at the same time, you're gonna have this cost of just some trolls, you know, commenting on there. Most recently, and he kind of gave me permission to talk about this, I think, but not that it was his comment or anything. I'm not gonna go into specifics, but I will say that there was a large buck, whitetail deer posted on there recently. And there was just people commenting like, that's not that score. You know, he listed what the score was and he said, you know, people would just deny whatever the score was. And, you know, just no one trusting that or whatever it was. And it's just, why, what is that resolving? Why are you, I mean, some people are somewhat nice about it. Like, I'm not quite sure I agree with that, you know, but you know, some were not so nice. And maybe that's not the best example. It's probably one of the worst examples because, so many, I mean, I hate to say it, but some of the worst are gamers out there, you know, that regardless of if it's even about gaming, IGN, there we go. That's, whew, I think there's some comments on there. YouTube comments are some of the worst, right? Just people.
Oh, there you go. That's a good example.
Bringing up some of the dumbest things.
I mean, you get people that like stuff, but then you definitely, and people will let you know that they hate it, and because the internet's anonymous.
Right. Exactly.
I feel like a lot of this wouldn't happen if everyone had to put in their normal, well, I don't want to say username, but the normal name, everyone would still be as quiet as they are in real life.
Do you remember when Blizzard tried implementing that on their forums? They tried
putting something
in the real name thing, and everyone blew up. Well, probably for that reason. Heaven forbid that, I mean, I get it. There's a privacy factor going on there for sure, but... Totally. I mean, if they had their full name on there, they probably would not be quite so. Or they, I'm guessing they'd be a little more cautious about all that. But, it's unfortunate. I just don't know what all that accomplishes. Just being a real, putting those comments. Just why does it bother me so much? Because it hurts.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts somebody, you know? If you're going to say something that's potentially offensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one thing if you're joking around. Yeah, most people can take a joke, right? But if you're saying something that is in no way a joke at all and is strictly hurtful, then what are you accomplishing by doing that? Answer me that.
All their friends hear it and they think they're cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just guessing. And does what's the one that I suppose the younger generations use for instead of Facebook? It's is it Snapchat? Does that have any kind of comment section?
No, Snapchat's it's pretty much just a you send out your picture or video to any of your friends, and I mean you can put text on there and emoticons or emojis, whatever you want to call them.
Is that the one that where it deletes after so long?
As soon as you view it, it's supposed to delete. Supposed to be a log, and then there's this stories section that does stick around, so it's a little confusing. I can't help but look at it as a way for kids to have their privacy or whatever, which I don't know how I really feel about. If you're under 18, you probably shouldn't have that much privacy, right?
Yeah.
Questionable. I mean, your parents are responsible for you 100%. Like, if you break the law, they're responsible for you in any way. So, you know, keep that in mind, kids. Parents, really, keep that in mind, parents. Since you're responsible, you should also maybe not be quite so quick to let them have Snapchat. Just throwing that out there. I don't know. I don't want to be restrictive or anything. I'm not, I don't know what kind of parent I would be in terms of that, but I think Snapchat's, I use it occasionally, but I don't. I guess it's okay that you're not taking up all that storage space with your videos and photos. It kind of makes sense. Other than that, I could take it or leave it. Yeah, so, you know, I think in the future we might actually have it, and I think that was one of the big original ideas behind this show was to maybe kind of read off some potential internet comments. I don't, without necessarily calling out people, you know.
Well, we'll call them out. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if we should either, but.
We'll get to that point maybe. Maybe if something really, really stands out to us and, I'm not quite sure if it warrants an entire segment or anything like that, but we'll see. Write us. Let us know. NiceGuyNetworkLLC@gmail.com or, you know, on Facebook, one of those. Let us know. Let us know what you think, if you think that's if we should do something like that, I suppose.
Call out those if we have to do by username, you know, we'll do it.
Yeah, it's almost, you know, counterintuitive, right? Just calling people out once again, but I just want to, don't want to be trolls ourselves or anything, but, you know, sometimes...
Yeah, that might be a little, I suppose, hypocritical of us.
Maybe.
Fight fire with fire.
Yes,
do
that's
it.
Exactly what it is. I used that line earlier tonight, but, maybe not. And then...
I suppose that situation
Someone that was with us at dinner said, well, you should fight fire with water. And I'm like, huh. That actually makes sense. All right. And this was a younger person, too. And I'm like, oh, well, through the eyes of a child.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, D.
All right. Well, let's talk about some
pet peeves.
Yes. So the pet peeve we want to talk about this week is defriending / unfriending on primarily on Facebook, but among other things.
The Facebook.
So I think primarily Facebook because it's something that's near and dear to me because I've seen it several times, I'd say. And I don't know, Tony, you tell me. Would you say, as long as you've known me, do you consider me the type of person that someone would not want to be my friend on Facebook? Just throwing that out there.
No, I don't think anyone would not want to be your friend.
And I'm not saying.
You're not someone who's just going to bombard your news feed with just dumb stuff or whatever, or be, you know, annoying. Then I could see people maybe, you know, that might be a cause for, oh, I'm going to defriend this person.
Right.
But and even then you can unfollow them and still be friends with them if you really want to.
That's what I was going to get at. Yeah. Facebook specifically does have that unfollow feature. So
I don't even know when that came because that wasn't there before. And maybe some people don't even know about it, but I guess if people are really malicious and really don't like you anymore, or, you know, then they might, you know, want to defriend you. Or even if, you know, a whole bunch of times pass and you don't really talk to this person and people just want to clear out, you know, maybe people they don't necessarily talk to anymore. I don't know. Do we justify that? What's the...
Yeah, I mean...
The statute clearly, of limitations on friends from, like, high school or whatever.
Oh, yeah. So clearly... Yeah, very true. Clearly, everyone has the right to be friends with whomever they want on Facebook. That's their right. That's their right. I'm not disputing that, but it doesn't mean that it's any less hurtful to me if you unfriend me. And I'm not calling out anyone in particular because it's happened to me more times than I'd even like to point out.
And sure.
Maybe there's, you know, you mentioned that unfollow feature. I guess that's one thing. And maybe if you even know about that, it could be, you know, it could be something that I don't know. Maybe I'm sending out too many invites for all the podcasts I work on or something. You know, it could be, it could be anything along those lines. I could just be being a nuisance without realizing. But you know, I don't realize it that if that's the case, and if it is. You know, I have a friend that mentioned they talk about when you unfriend someone, it's just kind of a statement. Like you're making a statement, really, because. It's not like they can't see that, you know? Maybe I'd say more often than not, it's probably that you didn't know that person super well, or you just don't talk to them that much anymore. Which is fine, but you probably don't talk to most of the people you're friends with on Facebook. For the vast majority of people that have Facebook, to be honest, it's kind of the point of Facebook is to catch up with people that you don't normally see on a regular basis. So, you know, it's kind of counterintuitive to like narrow down your friends list, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but I guess I'm wondering, like, how much interaction do people do, especially maybe even our age or, you know, later than, you know, high school or even college, but later than that, like, how many people do talk to those people that they don't necessarily talk to a lot on Facebook? I know there's a lot of people, I barely use Facebook to talk. I might just look down I suppose my only interaction with it is looking down the wall and seeing, you know, what's kind of going on with people I knew a long time ago or knew a while ago or, you know, maybe even current, but I don't really interact with that, so.
Yeah.
And then also, I don't know if somebody's defriended me, you know, how often do I look at my friends list and be like, okay, I have this many friends today, and then, oh, 2 weeks from now, oh, I have one less. Now, which one is that? Let me pull up like a Google Doc or whatever of, you know, all the friends I wrote down. Okay, let me look down to 200, and then these are the people I have now. I don't think anybody does that.
No, you're absolutely right.
And people have a lot of friends. I think it's hard to find out if somebody defriended them a long time ago as well. I don't know.
Right, it's only when you run in that situation where you think, oh, I wonder how so-and-so is doing that. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. And that's then, pretty much. They defriended me. But, and then every once in a while, and this might be just completely different, where I get a friend request of someone I thought I had a friend request from already.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling it's because, You know, they might have deleted Facebook. They want to start from scratch.
Right.
And now here they're adding their friends back.
Yes, that is definitely a possibility as well. I have taken that into consideration. So,
and I've done that, I think, once.
Also part of the reason to maybe not jump to conclusions that someone's unfriended you. And that is a thought that's crossed my mind over time. I doubt that every case has been that someone deleted recreated an account, though. Sometimes people just genuinely don't want to be my Facebook friend, which, again, that's your right. That's fine. That's why this section is called Pet Peeves, because it's not necessarily right or wrong. It is just...
Sure.
Kind of our opinion, or my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is this your opinion, Tony? Are you for or against unfriending?
For the most part, I think if it's petty or they're just trying to get back at someone, maybe I'm against it.
Right.
You know, if things blow over. But, you know, I don't know how much maybe people want to clean house in a way. I guess I maybe understand that a bit if it's been a while and you don't really talk to these people.
Right.
But and then there's the other side of it. Well, you know, I don't mind seeing, you know, what they're up to, or, you know, posting pictures every once in a while of whoever from wherever. You know, that's fine to keep on there, too.
Right.
I guess it's just that
when you have that unfollow option available to you and you go out of your way to unfriend a person, just know that someday they probably will notice that you're no longer Facebook friends with them. That's all. That's all I want to point out. Because, yeah, it's not going to make them feel good when they see, especially if it's, I can understand more so if it's someone that you really have never interacted with, then yeah, that makes sense, I suppose. But the problem is that even the majority of people that I maybe haven't interacted with that much that I'm Facebook friends with, most of them remain my Facebook friends. So, you know, they don't seem to have an issue with it. But if you're someone that I have in the past and you just chose to do that, then I don't know what to tell you. It's not, you know, it doesn't make someone feel good. So I would, you know, I'm against it.
Yeah.
I'd recommend not doing it so much if you can avoid it.
Yeah. If you really don't have a good reason, you know, if it's not hurting anyone, you might as well just keep them as a friend, I think.
I mean, you're not
being annoyed by them and whatever. But maybe if you got some sore feelings or something, that might be something different. But then,
yes,
yeah.
And I'm not saying that I've never unfriended anyone either. I mean, few and far between. But
sure,
you know, I probably regret it honestly. If it's people that I've unfriended, I there's really no one. And I think I've requested people back that I may have unfriended in the past, and I don't feel good about it. So. Again, wouldn't recommend it, and just my personal advice is just maybe reconsider that before you hit that unfriend button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? I don't have any calls, but you know what? I'm going to play this at least once.
Troll call.
So if you want to if you want to write into us, you can email us. Once again, you can email us at niceguynetworkllc@gmail.com. I will probably, hopefully, eventually have a specific email, I think, for this podcast. What do you think, Tony? Do you think we need a specific email? We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah,
probably
we
see what
see,
happens.
See how it goes. Maybe.
See how the show goes.
If people want to call in, tell us, you know, trolls or whatever. Even the trolls can call in. We'll see what's up.
Yes. You can tell us. And then we'll like disguise your voice like, I was a troll for 10 years. And
yeah. I don't know what you're doing with this podcast, but I'm going to keep trolling.
Or you can justify why you're a troll and why we should be for trolls.
Ooh, I like that.
How many times have we said troll? I say troll a lot probably, but
once, I think.
Yeah, our website, actually, now our website is niceguynetwork.com/trollslayers. If you want to go there, check that out. Find other shows at the same niceguynetwork.com website. Check that out. Check us out on iTunes. Leave us a rating there if you would like. We would really appreciate it. Also, the other shows we do, Techies, Tony and I also on that one. Recording Sundays at 6-7 Central on Alpha Geek Radio. Hopefully throwing this one on there soon. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tony, they can find you, correct me if I'm wrong, they can find you at Ivo123 on Twitter.
Yep.
You can find me at ShaveMadOx on Twitter as well. And I think that'll about wrap it up.
Yeah.
A successful, I keep saying that, successful second episode.
Successful.
I think so. It's in the books now. Thanks everyone so much for listening. And what did I say last time? What was the, I know what your line should be to remember what I said. I say on, I say take care on Wildernet. What do I say on this one?
I was going to say tech her easy.
Thanks so much for
listening. That's a
different one, though. This is true. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah.
And until next time, what did I say? Troll on or something? No. I'll let you say your thing.
I don't know.
I'll just say take care.
Take care.
No, Tony, you say something else then.
Troll on.
Be nice. I think it was be nice. Troll on and be nice.
Yeah.
Say it again, Tony. Salad.